then the guy's got to figure out all the holes to feed, not just Vaughn, Eric for a while, things like that. Always scrambling, it seems like?
Always preparing, you know, do the best you can with the guys you had, put a plan together and go out and compete hard, and play hard, and expect to play well. And that's our approach, really, regardless.
Coach, now that there's a number on how many games Vaughn's going to be out, what was your reaction when you finally got a definitive?
Yeah, I'll just keep my reaction private, you know. Leave it at that.
Coach, your thoughts on Wesley in the middle, showing great versatility.
Yeah, you know, Wesley can play multiple spots. He's done that for us here. You know, we're looking for combinations. We've been moving guys around a lot. Just added a guy, a veteran guy, in Paris Lennon that's done it in this league at a high level. And we'll get him up to speed. But, you know, Wesley showed last year. I mean, he's a good football player, played a lot of snaps for us and very productive for us. And we're going to get the best combinations of people on the field, you know, when we can. And put a plan together to utilize them to the best of their abilities and go from there.
Jack, you talk about moving guys around, getting new guys in. Is it late in preseason for all this going on, or about as it always is?
It's not like it just started. You know, it's what we do. You know, we look for combinations at that time of year where you do that. So, I'd say it's pretty much what we do, and we do it well, and we'll be a good unit. You know, and whatever combinations we end up using. And we expect them to play at a high level for us and help us win.
Do you have a very high or low concern level about your pass rush right now?
I'm always concerned about getting the opponent stopped, getting the ball back for our offense, and helping our football team win games. And that really hasn't changed.
Coach, everyone talks about edge pressure, but what about middle pressure? What have you thought of your defensive tackles, specifically Sylvester Williams?
We've got some good size in there, some good athleticism, and we're looking for push in there from our big guys. So. We've had a good camp, a lot of good work going in, and we'll see, you know, as we go forward. But, you know, Sylvester in particular, he's a bright young prospect that's coming in and learning the speed of our game and how to apply himself at this level, and I think he's doing a good job. I think it'll only get better.
Coach, you two straight weeks of a mobile quarterback. Now you've got more of a traditional, you know, pocket passer.
Bradford can run, man. I'm telling you, Bradford can run.
What type of challenges does he give you to work with this week?
Well, you know, he's a good, accurate quarterback. He's got some weapons. They've added some explosive playmakers to their offensive unit. And every week it's a little bit different in terms of how you put together a plan and what you're expecting and all that. And we're not into game planning mode quite yet, but that's coming. But we want to go out and play good football. We understand, that's a good football team that they're building there in St. Louis, and we want to go out there and play good football in front of our home fans.
And you've spent a lot of years coaching against Jeff Fisher teams.
Yeah.
Is there a hallmark of a Jeff Fisher team?
That'd be for you to decide. You know, we always just go out and compete.
Anything else, guys?
All right, thank you.
Thanks.